And he said, he's in the legislature. And maybe he could help us draw up a bill to put through the legislature to get a town incorporated. And in 1835, it was incorporated. And those five men put names into a hat. They wrote a name on a piece of paper, what they thought would be a good name for the town. And fortunately, Rome was drawn out.
one
of them put in Warsaw, one of them put in Hamburg, one of them put in Stylesboro, wouldn't have been so bad, and Hillsboro wouldn't have been so bad. Rome was
there,
nice.
It's a Stylesboro.
There's a Stylesboro not far from here, over toward Carson.
Did he get huffy and move away?
No, no, I think that was called Stylesboro because of some prominent families over there named Stiles.
Oh.
But Daniel R. Mitchell was the one who put the name of Rome in. Of course, I suppose he was thinking of the seven hills of ancient Rome and the Tiber River flowing through it, and so this would have rivers flowing through it.
Does this Rome have seven hills?
Oh, yes. People always call me and ask me which ones are the seven hills.
Oh,
well, more. They have more than seven, so there's no way of saying which seven they had in mind.
You just choose
but
seven.
But I just choose what I think is the most prominent ones. Somebody else might not name all the same ones. But we'd all name the one up here. The town clock. I don't know if you've noticed the old town clock up here.
No, I must not
the hill.
Have
I was pointing that to you when you leave. It's been there since 1873. And it was a water tower reservoir when it was first built. But now it's just a landmark. And that's Tower Hill. And then there was the hill over here a little further away, shorter, used to be before it moved out where it is now. And then the cemetery is on a decided hill. Now that's an interesting thing about Rome. That hill just goes up pretty steeply from pretty close to the riverbank. And there, and you can go all the way around it. And it's a steep hill right there in town. It's right at the foot of Broad Street. And so I said, good thing they made a cemetery out of it because it wouldn't have been good for anything else. And the story goes that during the Civil War, the Confederate forces knew that the Federals were camped upon Fort Jackson, which is a hill over here on this side. And the Confederates had very few men, but they used some strategy. They marched them round and round and round Myrtle Hill. And the Federals kept, and the soldiers kept coming, and they kept coming, and they kept coming, and they thought, see, they were far enough off, they could just tell that troops were moving. They couldn't recognize them. So they marched around that hill again and again and again, and the Federals thought they had so many they couldn't do anything about it. That's the story. I guess it's true. But different ones were named different hills. But that's the way Rome was started. And
I noticed that they had the statue of the wolf.
Now that was given to Rome, Georgia, by Rome, Italy.
Oh, was it?
Uh-huh. Back in 1928, about when the Rayon Mill was built here, it was built by an Italian corporation. And so some of the negotiations back and forth between those leading Italian, financiers, industrialists, and somebody made the suggestion, some of them, that Rome, Italy, send that replica of the wolf and Romulus and Remus to Rome, Georgia. There's an interesting article about that in the paper just a week or so ago, telling how one time somebody stole one of the little figures, and they never did know what happened to it. They could never find it. And so somebody who had been connected with the mill and all had another one sent from Italy. So that's the second one of the figures. They never did know whether it was Romulus or Remus that was stolen.
Oh, that's a shame.
But that is right. That has got interesting history, you see, how we happened to have that.
Yes, that's something to be proud of.
Yes, it is. It's an interesting thing.
But you know a lot about the history.
Well,
you
must have looked into it. I've studied it. I first got interested in it when I was a senior in high school. Mr. George Magruder Batty, who had lived here formerly and came back to Rome, wanted to write a history of Rome and Floyd County.
Is that the Batty Avenue?
Batty Hospital and Batty, I believe it's a straight street named Batty.
Oh, I remember seeing the
you saw that there's Batty Monument up on the courthouse lawn, which is to Dr. Batty, who is a relative of this George Magruder Batty. And in connection with his trying to get up material, he got the DAR, I think it was, to sponsor an essay contest like they do, you know, to all high school children to write an essay on the history of Rome, I suppose. They thought they'd gather a few facts by doing that. And I thought it'd be fun to try, so I went to see a lot of older people who are long since gone now and got information from them and all, and I wrote it up. I wrote it in chapters and everything, and I had a little verse at the top of each chapter, and I won the prize. And $25. Haven't had as much money since, ever. And so that got me interested in it, and from time to time I'd add to it, and somebody'd want to know one thing or another. And,